Parshas Yisrael. So Erstens, it says at the end of the Parsha, right, where it says all the simonim always, and how many psukim, so it says that this week's Parsha has 72. 72 psukim. The problem is if you literally count it out, it has 75. So maybe you'll say that has to do with, we know Epis, there's something Tam Tachtin, Tam Elyon, whether the Aseres HaDibros are all together or not all together, the way we read it in Tzibur or Yachid, or Maisa, that's not really going to help you, because either it should be 71 or 75. Not only that, Eschanan is off by 4. Okay, fine. Akoponim Yisroi. So Rashi says that his name was Yeser, and a Vav was added when he became a Ger. Why a Vav? Maybe at a Gimel. It'll be Taryag. Right? Yisroi, right? Yeser, and then at a Gimel. So the Medrash says, the Pirish Marzu says that Avram had a... Avram had a hay added. Sarah had a hay added. Yeshua had a yud added. So three letters from Hashem's name have already been added. Two hays and one yud. So therefore, the only letter left is vav. Fine. So that's what we give him a vav.
Who says that?
What? Medrash Pirish Marzu. All the Pshatim say, because Yisra is 616, and the Gur Ari is Masber because he has three extra mitzvahs because he's a Ger. In other words, and that's three mitzvahs of a Ger, I guess, of Mil, Tefil, and Karban, I guess. So that's the three extra mitzvahs. Why are those mitzvahs not part of the 616? I'm not sure. The Yad Moshe says that Rus is Gematria 606. Why? Because she had Shem Mitzvah Noach and 606 was added. And... second. So Mel, that's why you give Yisrei a Vav to be like Rus. In other words, with the 606 that's added, what's the Yud added that's left with? Maybe Aseres HaDibros. Okay, fine. The first son, he calls Gershon. The second son, Eliezer. And the kash is, L'chair was Fakert. L'chairah, first it was Vayatzilini Mecharef Paroi. And then afterwards it was Ger HaYisi Beretz Nachriel, which we know is referring to Midian. That Moshe was lost in Midian all by himself. So why doesn't he give the name Eliezer first? So they answer that because in order to be in Galus, the first thing you have to know is that you're a Ger. Remember that you're a Ger and that you're not really here and that your life is not really Mesoder. Everything is really in shambles. And that's how you'll be able to live through the Galus, if you live through as a Ger, the same way that Klaisel lived through Mitzrayim, only if they wouldn't have... Yaakovinu didn't go Lishtakeh Hashem, only Logger, right? Same idea. So that was the first thing Moshe had to take care of. That was more important than everything. Then fine, now I can finally concentrate on my own personal Haidah. First I have to save myself by remembering I'm a Ger before I can actually start giving Haidah to the Eibishter for the first Maisa first. Okay, the Ramban and the Sipurna answer that Vayatzlinim Echar Par is really second. Why? Because really, it was a sakana until Hashem told Moshe, don't worry, Mesu kol mavakshi nafshecha. Really, it means, it's a pella, a little bit of a pella, 60 years, right? From when Moshe left Mitzrayim until now when he's 80. But the Maisa, yeah, the search warrant, the reward was still out for his head, and he could have been killed. So Taka, that's why he took care of the Ger first, and the Vayatzlinim Echar Par wasn't really until literally right now when they were going on the way and Moshe almost got swallowed. So that's when he called the second one Eliezer. Mar Diskin answers that Gershom is Hashem the Girush, and he didn't want Yisrael to know that he was from Mitzrayim, that he was a convict, because Mistama, maybe they would turn away and not take him in. In other words, Ki Omar means that's what he told Yisrael, but really it wasn't that. In other words, he was saying Gershom out because I had to leave Mitzrayim. But Ki Omar, what he told Yisrael was, what should I do? I'm here as a not usual person. But he was really saying out the Girush. And the second one is Eliezer, Ki Eli Kei Avi Be'ezri. In other words, this is the emes, but it doesn't say kiyomar because he didn't say this. Maybe Vaita didn't want Yisrael to chap who he was. Maybe it could also have to do with the Baal Turim. Anyways, that he had a amach with Yisrael to split the kids between to be Jewish and to be Goyish. Right, Baal Turim says this already. That's the echad. Well, it depends which order it was. It wasn't necessarily that was the order of the kids. Okay.
The Gershon was not 60 years old.
What? You have to know if he was born right away in a Chanami, right?
Right.
Well, Ma'isa va'yishma Yisrael koyin midyan chaysin Moshe eis kol asher asa l'kim l'moshe u'yisrael amiketz Hashem es Yisrael Mitzrayim. The pasuk says what Yisrael heard. Rashi decides to get involved. Rashi says, Mashmo shomo bakri samsum v'chamas ha'malik. I don't understand. The pasuk already answers this. Pasuk already answers what he heard. What's Rashi throwing in? Not only that, really, you look at the Medrash, this is many different Mada Amrim that Rashi's putting together. What's Rashi doing? So, the Kotzke Rebbe had a Maisa that a Chassid came to him, and it was a Chassid that hadn't been around for a while. And the Kotzke said to him, Nu, stick tight, Medrash Gezen, where you been? So the Chassid answers, No, Kenshin Alain. I can take care of myself. I'm good. Fine. Baruch Hashem, like all good Moshe Shmuzin, it was Parshas Yisrael that week. So the next day, by Shalashidis, the Rebbe gestalt unzer kasha. He said, Ayishma Yisrael, Yisrael heard, it says in the Parsha, in the Pasuk what he heard, what's Rashi getting involved with Nixim on the Amrim? So the Kotzke Rebbe began for it, that Yisrael heard, Kaisa went out of Mitzrayim. Beautiful. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. All the kids, beautiful things. And then Melchemes Amalek. It's Shaykh to hear things happening around in the world and still to go attack Klal Yisrael? Must be you can't live by yourself. Must be you got to go sit by a Rebbe. This is what the Kotzke Rebbe says, hinting to this guy that Kenshan Alein is Nishta Teretz. Vos Lamaisa the Rebbe Gevalt. What did he want? He wanted the Yid to sit in the town the whole life? What's with the... We have to spread our wings, become your own man. What's with this? What's with the Rebbe? It's the Rebbe Gevalt is as Medaf Nem the Rebbe Mit. That's what he wanted the Rebbe to say. That's what the Chassid was supposed to say. The Chassid wasn't supposed to say, Ken Shanalim, which is Mashma. All right, I did my years, I did my time. Now I'm out. Should have said, I did my time enough that I soaked up what needed to be soaked. Now I was able to move on and take that with me. Mashkiach Ramilcha Feinstein, the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, came to be Menachem Avol when one of Rabbi Yochum's kids were nifter. And he said, right, he had been in the Talmud in the Mir. He said, it's more than 31 years since Mashkiach, Rabbi Yochum, was nifter. And still, when I have a hard taisis that I can't figure out, I'm mitzayir in my mind the way Mashkiach would have learned the taisis. Now, Agav Mashkiach was different in those days. Rabbi Yochum was basically like the head of the yeshiva. Blaise Yudel, that was the Rosh Yeshiva. It sounds more impressive, really. Well, I mean, he was the Rosh Yeshiva. But Maisa, you look at all the pictures, the Bachram with the scary looks with Rabbi Yochum. Rabbi Yochum was the right, Mashkiach was very big over there. Anyways, it's a Pele. He didn't say he's following along the Brisker Rav. He said, but that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. 31 years later, that the effects were still taking effect. That's what he wanted. And that's what Yisrael was doing over here. That Medafkin Levin by Rebbe, if it's Shaykh to attack, then we got to go back to the sources and we got to re-get a rejuvenation in order to go back into it. What?
He heard about the Kamas Amalek and Kiryas Yamsuf.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good? Yeah.
Thank you. Pretty
cool. Yeah. Moshe tells everything over to his father-in-law, everything that happened. Vayichad Yisrael, right? Either he heard and was happy, or that the Chedudim bothered him all the way down. I don't know if he wrote it this week. I saw Ramayel Chabidim wrote another week or something like that. We know what's called the Rashi brings down, and until generations, you can't bother a Ger. It still has Shaychus Leisivzi Armo Ba'ape. That's from Mitzri to become part of Klal Yisrael. But an actual any guy becomes part of Klal Yisrael, it can be bothersome until 10 generations. So I think he said that we know Nebuch, see people going off converting to Christianity, He said, Miken Zogin Afshar, as maybe the same thing with the 10 Durs, that Siken Zayin, that Nebuch already 10 Durs ago, and Elta Zayda started having bad machshavas, and that started planting the seed, and that's what allowed such. But don't think that Chas V'Shalom, that Shaykh, for someone to go just from like that on to what's it called? We say it by Sodom also, Vayehal Ad Sodom. He left Avram, and Lot went until Sodom. What's until Sodom? It's not Shaykh to go from Avram to Sodom into one day. It takes time. It takes time till it falls. So similarly over here, that's what he was saying. Avra Avada Mekem Ken Zogim from them. That Mida Toivas Meruba. So Avada, if we have any good to hear, Hura Machshavas, how vital the last in Bez Hashem that is Shetaka. Go on. Alko Ponim. Vayomer Yisrael Baruch Hashem Shehitza Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Pare Asher Hitza Eschem Mitachetzem Mitzrayim. We mentioned already Par Shmoy, so we'll repeat it here. What's pshat? A Rebbe, it's a gestalt, the Reb Chaim would like to say over. What's pshat that in the pasuk that Hashem saved you from Mitzrayim and Paray, that saved the nation from Mitzrayim? What's going on? It's Rashi, in the Mepharshim, we're just making it like it's sort of repetitious, but they want to uptight, like we said, the Gantz of Maisa with Shemais, of how the Sheba with Mitzrayim went, that Paray was really their best friend. In the Yidden's eyes, Paray was the best guy in the world. He didn't just start attacking. He told Bilam, he told Yisrael, he told Eve his plan. He went ahead with two midwives, and slowly, Azevi by Nazi Germany, Yimach Shemam, he let out, and it became bad by the people to do these things. But Paray, in their eyes, was the best guy. We even said a whole Maisa where they went to Paray, thinking that he's their friend, and he, Oyvei, I'll help you. Don't worry about it. And then sure enough, right after it stopped, in their eyes, Paray was always the good guy. Comes Yisrael, one of the only people around who could have told them, and says, okay, good, yeah, you'll give thanks from Mitzrayim, but you should know there's even a bigger thanks. Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paray. Asher Hitzel, that you think that Paray saved you, Miyad Mitzrayim. Who saved you from Paray, that you think that he was your best friend, you should know, was really the worst enemy. It's like Achashverosh, right? The Gemara says he was really worse than Haman. We don't have that necessarily from the Megillah. So it's over here. That's what Yisrael is being Megala. Agav, there's a Gantz of Shmuz, Medrash Gemara gets into Gennai for Kali Yisrael, that Yisrael is the first one to say Berchus HaGoyimel, and he was Moitzi them. Because he said, Baruch Hashem Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim. The fact that he said, who saved you, and they were quiet, that's like a shtika kaida. Well, Shaila, you have to say, Aminunah gets into nice Shailas in the Shulchan Aruch, of if someone says a bracha that you need, then it works for you if you both have kavanah to be yoytzei, and that's even l'chatzchila, because that's the lashon you're going to say. For instance, Hagoyim L'chavim, Toiv Shigmalin Kal Toiv, right? You get up to, what's it called? Reb Chaim Kievsky told me that even if there are 300 people, then they all should still say Hagayim. Amaisa, though, I think the minig by the yeshiva is by me, definitely in yeshiva, by Ritzi Kaplan, what's it called, first day of the month, one guy was mighty everyone. After Pesach, right? One guy was mighty everyone. I don't know, but I'll go upon him, right? I need the bracha, he's making the bracha, we both have kavanah to be yoytzei, it's good enough, even if I don't say Amen, because he's saying the same nosach. But what if he says a similar thing? Baruch Hashem, that saved you, so even without Amen, you're yoytzei, because he was saying that the guy said they saved you. But it's b'di'evit because Chazal were misakin that you should say a lashon of that saved me, and this guy is saving you. Akpanim, that's why it's g'nai for Kalai. So the Yisrael went ahead and jumped ahead. Okay.
How come they talk it into
the bracha? I get an eye on them.
Maybe they're still in the midbar. I can't do it yet. I have to get out of the midbar.
You have to know, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Lamais and Narban says at the beginning of Shmais that this is the safer, this is the safer HaGa'ula that goes from the Sheba to Ga'ula till they get to their Shpitz place, and that's how the safer ends. Where? With them having the Mishkan. That's the Shpitz. They got back what they lost. They got back what they had without it. So, that's what the Ramban says.
But they still need one more thing.
That's what the Ramban says. Avad, you need Eretz Yisrael, but vice toys that... And the Ramban say, that's what he says, until they got back, the Mila they had. Oh, you're saying off the desert. I thought you meant off the end of their journey. No. I hear, I don't know. Anania, this is considered the desert. They have everything. You're saying, but that's a punkt.
I don't know.
Especially, still, I think the Ramban Ashaycha said that the Ramban is saying they had everything. That was the Machane. They had water. They had everything. I hear. Interesting. Very nice. I hear. Very
interesting. Guy brings a backpack of water. He still has to say,
right.
Maybe they thought they're going to with Yosher.
I hear.
But then there was Amalek.
Right. Moshe was standing the whole day and being shefet mebaikar there. I don't understand. If Yisrael was before Mount Torah, then what's he judging? So Panech Raza says they had dinim in Mara, and they were being done on the Bizas Hayam, that the people who were able to get to the pile first got more than the people who got to the pile last. So they were talking already having fights, and they were saying maybe everyone should get together. That we mentioned already, that the money for the eagle came from the Bizas Hayam, so it makes sense that they were fighting about this money also. It wasn't money that came L'shem Shemayim. So that makes sense also. Atasech is a Yisrael said to Moshe. Why? You're able to see? Because Moshe has a Gevisser power that he's able to see what is on everyone. There are different Mepharshim, but L'maisa, this, that, it ends up saying that who did he end up taking? It says, right, Yisrael said you should take. Atasech some call, oh, Manche Chali, you're like him, Manche Yamasan, Yibatsa, L'maisa, all it says is Anshei Chal Mikol Yisrael. Good. So the Mepharshim go into to say why Taka did really include everyone, but Meken Zogin that what's it called, that you can't really know. You can't really know everything else. It takes. Good. The other pshat maybe of Atasech says that Moshe Rabbeinu is able to see, but you're only able to tell by Ma'asim, right? By a Shidduch. You can only take as much as you can know. You can't really know what a person is inside. You have to look. You can do your best. You look at his Ma'asim. What's it called? The Miyayitz people, I don't know how they do it these days, but this is what it used to be, that they used to do in Europe. I know people do in Eretz Yisrael these days. That you don't rely on people to say, Sayas, Lashon Hara, whatever. Go to the base marriage and watch the guy yourself. I can give his das, know that he's not there. I don't know how that works. But Akoponim, that's the only way to really know any Yiras Shemayim.
Log into BMG, BM cameras.
Yeah. Bachodesh HaShlish, that says me so much, Bayim Azel Bo Midbar Sinai. What's a neser by Yom Hazeh? Rashi says, "Bechol Yom v'Yom, you keinecha kachadoshim." They should be like you knew every day. In other words, what's it called? For instance, my Rishiva Rabbi Levi used to say over Shmuel Birnbaum, he would not look at his notes from machzer to machzer. He mamish learned the Gemara, it was nice as if it was a totally new thing, and. I don't know necessarily we come out the same thing or not the same thing every time. Chazanish said the hardest thing in the world is chazara. Because if you're true to yourself, run through, of course. To truly chazar means to sit down and learn it again. Even though you know what's going on. It's Maisav Baruch Ber that if not for a thanks to this Talmud, we actually wouldn't know the understanding of the Maisav at all. A Bacher asked, I think a Baruch Ber asked the Kasha and Shir. And Ibacher answered it on the spot. Fine. Baruch Bar is quiet and he went weiter. The next day, Baruch Bar said, Necht in Nishir Mat Gefrecht, Kasha, he said what the Kasha was. He says, and Yanim Ganfrit, and he said what the Teretz was. Everyone's waiting. And then he went weiter. Baruch Bar went weiter. I'm trying to figure out. He said the exact same words as the day before. So Baruch Hashem for us, one Talmud went over to him and said, Rebbe, Mefashtenish, it sounded like it was the exact same thing. Did we miss something? The Nusuch, the Knech, the Niggin, something. He said, no. Day before, I asked a Kasha that I worked on, and Yana Bacher said a Teretz without Haravanya. Fine, that's ganz fine. That's enough to go weiter in the Zhir. But at night, I went home, I worked on the Teretz, and now I'm coming back into the Zhir and saying a Kasha and a Teretz that was worked on with Amelus. That's it. No, is that by Yom Hazeh Chadashim? Say then, I worked on the Melech. Now it's Emes Tarno. Lom again, Lom Zog in the Tarno. Lom Zog in the Tarno. Yeah. Yisum Refid by Yom Midbar Sin by Yachno Midbar Yichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ohar. It's nor Shayech the Tyra to go to Klai Yisrael with Achtos. That's the only way it's Shayech. Lamaiso we say in Agoda Yilu Kervon Ufner Asinu Velinosalon Asatayr Dayenu. What? Sean and that. How could that be? What was Har Sinai? Right. I know they say Epis of places, they know where Har Sinai is. It could be it's more than talk or Epis. There's stones up there that no matter how many times you split them, you see a flower or something like that. Kenzine, but there's absolutely every single place in the world there's no Kedusha to Har Sinai. What's the Kervanul Fnair Sinai Lasan also Tara? The two answers which could be somewhat similar. The Ramban says, Raki Shomo Hoshmon of Shomon Tishkan Katsurum, Shorin of Hesrum of Voch, Koymech, Yahov, Adat, Lovonech, Nevanach, Yom Shamat of Shamash, Kachel Bechirish. Rashi says, This is first to Asar Sadibris, remember the Torah. Yishomo Hoshmon Tishkan, don't forget it. Ramban says this refers to Maimon Har Sinai. What does that mean? Dr. Ramban, that remember the fact that there was the Eish, there was the Kailos, there was the Brakim. Why? Because, why don't we believe yet a crazy guy who started the religion that rules over the world? Why don't we believe Muhammad? Because they're two nuts. They claim that they have their own visions, their own things. They want everyone else to believe them. Maimed Har Sinai was that there were 600,000 people that saw the Eibishter. There was Koilis, there was Brokim. 600,000 people don't go in line to their kids. Midor. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. And therefore, Zokhtar Rabban, it is extremely, extremely important to remember the actual Maimed Har Sinai itself and be mitzari that every single day that there was Eish, there was Koilis, there was Brokim.
If there wasn't a mountain tire there, how would you have Koilis and Brokim all
that? Have his Koilis Brokim. Okay, so good. So what we're trying to say is that it could be, it's not referring to the Torah Chas Shom, but in other words, it's referring to the Maimed Har Sinai, what came printed upon us about what's called, about the matzav that was going on then. Okay, one possibility. Biruchim says another answer. Biruchim says, I think Briskov definitely says over. I think it'll be from Yerachim that what was Maimar Asina? Maimar Asina, what it represents is Nasav Nishma. Why? What does that mean? Nasav Nishma, we know, was that they accepted, we will do, and then we will listen. Ben Yoina in Perkei Avos says on the Mishnah, Kol Shech Chachmosai Rubim Maisav, it's not going to be Miskayamas. But if Maisav is Rubim Chachmosai, then it'll be Miskayamas. If you have more knowledge than Maisim, it's not going to work. But if you have more actions than knowledge, it'll work. How practically do you have more actions than knowledge? Almost like the Kasha Nasim Nishma. If you don't know, then you can't do. Right? Good. So I think most people usually answer by Nasim Nishma. No, me. You know what to do. Of course, you know what to do. You just won't delve into it. Abla Maisa. So Rabbeinu Yoni Perkei Avos says that what it means is that if you accept upon yourself to do all the actions of the one who's commanding them, then already it's as if it's done. Punti, you need to find out exactly what it is. But that's why it'll be considered, that's why it'll be a miskayim, that's why it'll be considered, because you're going to go do everything. The Medrash says, Rambam brings this down, Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, Gzarlin Gzeris, we want your Gzeris, oh, this is great. Hashem says, you want your Gzeris? Anoich Hashem Lekecha, and lo yilacha, accept those two, and then we could start talking about you doing my mitzvahs. Voshtate medrash, why? Because now it's all nice and flowery, it's beautiful, the whole world's paying attention to us. That's great. What's going to be when the goings go hard? You have to accept me as your full king. Then what? Once you accept him as your full king, now anything that I'm going to say, you're automatically going to do. That's ilu kavarno fner asim alasas atar tayenu. We became avodim. If we're avodim, of course we're going to do any single thing that Hashem is going to say. That's right, Dayenu. We were zeich to become the Eved, and everything's going to continue. Says by Midrashim of Matan Torah, Kol Aschas Kashis Upsoif Yar Lachem. At the beginning, things will be hard, and then it'll get easier. How can we make such an emphatic statement? I mean, how do we know, Taka? How do we know it's going to be like that? It sounds good, yeah, of course. You get into something, get into routine, it takes time, and then eventually you get to it. But who says? Who says? So, to Biruchim Shad is that why does anything happen bad in the world? It's because of the Yitzhar, it's because of the Satan. If at the beginning you make every single thing, your mitzire, everything possible in your mind of what the Chas V'Shalom, the Satan might do, and how you make plans, how I'm going to fight it, you mashvish myself, make plans to go against the Yitzhara, then you did all the hard work already. It's going to be sweet. In other words, Chas V'Shalom, even when the things actually come up, you already did the fighting. Of course it'll be very easy for you. That's worth saying. Ramban says that it's very appropriate, the Kibbutz of Aim is on the right side of the Luchas. Why? Because Ramban says it fits with the whole order of the Luchas. Why? Because Anecha Hashem, accepting Hashem. First, you have to accept that Hashem is Hashem to get anywhere. After that, Lo Yilucha. Now accept that there's no one else. Otherwise, you're taking away from Hashem Bechlal. Then after that, it's extremely important that you honor Hashem's name. L'sis Hashem Hashem. If you're going to go ahead and blaspheme His name and say His name for nothing, a name is like an essence of a person, you're lowering the whole thing. So that's also very important. And then even after that, to remember all this, you make a Reishim, you make a son, you make a Simon, you make Shabbos. So Dr. Ramban, that you have the exact same things by Kibud Av V'Em. First, accept that your father's your father. Then accept that no one else is your father. But the Baita gives more honor to your father. Then, we're not allowed to say our father's name. You have to give him Kavod, Yira. And then, the Zochar Siyam HaShabbos. 1 second. Okay, then I guess any other covet really that he's saying that you do, maybe that has to do with the covet Shabbos, I'll call upon him. And why? Because they are shutfim with the Eibishter that helped him create you. And that, so too, will bring you really, is really another securing that you're going to honor Hashem, that you're going to go back to Hashem. We're securing also that the Eibishter is the one who created everything, and you will be, you know what's called, and you will go ahead with that. Ramban explains, really putting with Mishpatim, Ramban explains that after Matan Torah, he learns the whole Seder Dvarim differently, and he says that after Matan Torah, they went and they made a Gansi Yontif, they made a whole Suda. I mean, you would think it's befitting. Right? I mean, and really, right? Why Simchas Torah, Simchas Torah, not Shavuos? Okay, fine, I'll kapana. But the idea is Shabbataka, Klai Yisrael went back and they made an entire Suda, right? It comes up, what's the whole thing that they didn't have Kalim, what should they do with the Kalim? I mean, this is why the party, I mean, I guess it was a whole Melchik party, right? If they couldn't use the flame sticks. But that's what happened. And where does this come from? Dr. Ramban, from the Medrash says, "Mikanoi sinsu the legomer shel Torah," because Shlomo HaMelech had a dream, and Hashem offered him riches or knowledge, and he chose knowledge. Hashem told him, "Chachom amad nosin lach," and he gave him the Eisher also because he didn't ask for it. Mamish gavaldik, and he can be everything. The next day, Shlomo gets up, elef oilis mamish gavaldik kabonis. So. What exactly, how does Gomer Shel Torah come out of that? I mean, at least now Matan Torah fits. Sort of, maybe. That they got the Torah, maybe fits with Shlomo, got the Chachma. But how does that arise to a Siyum? This that will make a Siyum on everything. So Chas Torah, they're making Gantz a Siyum. Gantz a Siyum Hashas. What's going on? What's that have to do with? So, Marashir would see Kaplan Taicht. The Vice Dois, what the Ramban is saying is that What did Shlomo HaMelech get? And really, you could say in a way, what did Klal Yisrael get? What Shlomo HaMelech got is that he got all the Kalim in order that now he's able to learn Torah. That's reason enough to celebrate also. That's also a Mila that you got somewhere. That's also a Mila that you'll be able to go fight to. He understood all the how he's going to make all the drushes, whatever it is exactly. And maybe you could say with Klal Yisrael also. Either you could say, because Klal Yisrael, they got the turn, they finished right away. Or you could say, and now they have the tool. Now they have the tool in order to go ahead. But even though they didn't finish it, that's still reason enough to celebrate. Reb Sadi Goin doesn't explain how, where, what, or why, but he says that the Aseres HaDibros really had all the 613 in it and on the Merum is tit. So yeah, in a way, yeah, it was called Torah Kula. For sure, the Torah for sure, the mitzvahs you have to know. The Ramban, yeah, definitely has mashmois that in Dvar and Moshe is now being mechadish to them. Gerishin, you have to know. It's a huge machlekes, It says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he went up and captured the Torah. What does that mean, he captured the Torah? He got the Torah. So we say in other places that, what? Malachim. Okay, yeah, Nechanami, right? Yeah, he was fighting with them. True, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely. Pashup Shah. The Kabirochim Shtel Tzud, that the whole Torah went Aidei Shaila v'tshuva Azoivi. We say the Haggadah by Pesach 9 has to go Aidei Shaila v'tshuva, and the best limud is Aidei Shaila v'tshuva. So too, the whole Nisiyas HaTorah went by Shaila v'tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu gefrekt, what's the din of someone if someone steals someone's cow? It's good. Hashem told him the din of Kefal. What's the din if someone is Talmud Chomachar? Hashem told him the din of Dal V'hei. I remember asking my Shiva's father who was saying this over B'Shem His Zeder Rirachim, how do you know what to ask? I don't know, you could say they bet they knew Kol Tarkol already from the Ovis. The Ovis, they would figure it out. But in order to get the Torah to be Torah, we know everything had to come from our Sinai. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda brings a Raya and Mesechus Chulin to Gidanosha that it should even be by Behemoth Timaeus, because they were eating Behemoth Timaeus at the time of Yaakov Avinu. Say the Chamim to Rabbi Yehuda, but Lamaisi, we got it by Sinai. What does that mean? I don't know what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, but I'll compare him. What Pshat the Chamim is, I think Chaim Volozhiner said, that Enoch Hanami, there were certain mitzvahs before, Milo Peru Revu, but that's not where we have the mitzvahs from. We have the mitzvahs from Har Sinai. Where do we do Milo from? Now from Avraham Avinu, from Parshas Tazria. Yes, of course, Mistama, there's Episam Kiyam that we are the Zera Avram, and Hashem told Avram specifically his Zera should be the one to do Mila. Fine, and that's why Klai Yisrael had to do Mila before.
Yeah, repeat it.
But exactly, that's for that. Exactly. Avada, yeah, Avada, and the Puravu, right? The Klart, the Mitzvah, to Adam, and the Gidanasha, Al Kinla Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael. Doesn't mean us B'nei Yisrael. It means Bnei Yaakov can't eat. They couldn't eat the Gidanash. What? Where is it repeated? Doesn't that's Hakufa. It doesn't have to be necessarily that it's repeated, but that's Hakubana. That's where it's given. That's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chum. He's saying the head is the only place in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda means that Avada Maskim to Chum, but Torah didn't repeat it, so we have to take from what it's saying there. I don't know exactly. You have to know that Machlokes. Upon him, so that's the Shavisa Shevi. That's how he knew. But then he went and asked, and good, we say this by Bnei Slavchad and by the Makriya Pesach Sheni, that the Shiloh was so important, and it's not just random. The Shiloh is a way to get to the Tarets. We always say Gemara say Shiloh Chacham Chatzi Tshuva, right? A the question of a wise person is half the answer. It's cute? No, literally, the question is extremely as important. I forget where it says this lashon from the Havayis of Abai and Rav or something like that. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Shir, he couldn't understand the Havayis of Abai and Rav or something like that. Were even Machav to Abayis and Rav? I forget what it is exactly. Part of it says the Havayis, the Havamin of Abai and Rav. Who needs the Havamin of Abai and Rav? There were steps to get to the end. What's the big deal? God says, no, it's all just as important. If you just have an answer, fakir, you're missing half the piece. A good question is half the answer, means both components are extremely important. Moshe Rabbeinu Shavisa Shevi, he asked the kasha, and that's how he got the answer. By Makrivi Pesach Sheni, and by Bnei Slavchad, Megalon Tzchusay Dei Zakai. What's Megalon Tzchusay Dei Zakai? We always ask from Rabbi Rochum. What do you mean? Big deal. It still says, Vayemar Shem Moshe, the din of Pesach Sheni, and the din of Yerusha by Bnei Slavchad. Answer is because Taka, the question is just as important, and they were Zecha that the question came about, they them. That's what's different than always. The answer, which is only half the story, good, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. But the question, which is a real important part of the story, that was from them, that was what we were Zecha to by Matan Torah, a Guten Shabbos.